Hello, and welcome to the live webinar, Develop Your Customer Relationship and Increase Your Email Revenue, sponsored by RedEye and powered by Retail Online Integration and EMC. I'm Jennifer DePasquale, publisher of ROI and EMC, and I'm pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. Speakers will be addressing select questions at the end of the hour, but you can send them in at any time. Please make sure to turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all the widgets on this console. You can click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all the widgets on this console do and how you can customize your experience today. As one reminder, you can download slides and an accompanying white paper for today's webinar by clicking on the resource widget at the bottom of your console. Here today to discuss how you can increase your email revenue are three speakers from RedEye, the leader in behavioral email solutions since 1997. Today we have with us Matthew Kelleher, Chief Commercial Officer of RedEye International, and two Vice Presidents of Business Development at RedEye Incorporated, Shannon Smith and Bill McGowan. I'd like to give you a little background on each of them. Matthew is, as I mentioned, Chief Commercial Officer of RedEye International. He joined RedEye in 2006. Prior to RedEye, Matthew worked for Axiom, NDL, and Claritas. He undertook a variety of divisional director roles, most notably launching Claritas Interactive in 1999 and overseeing its European development. A founding member of the DMA UK Email Council, Matthew was responsible at RedEye for the service and delivery of email solutions for all clients, as well as for the growth of the business. He is currently leading the company's expansion into the U.S. market. Shannon began his career in online marketing in 1999 and has held various leadership roles building innovative sales and marketing programs. He holds a master's degree from New York University. Bill started his marketing career in 1994. Prior to joining RedEye, he worked for industry leaders such as Equifax and Epsilon. He is a graduate of the New York Institute of Technology. So without further delay, I would like to turn it over to Matthew Kelleher to start us off.
Thank you very much, Jen. Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to our third in a series of RedEye Lifecycle Marketing webinars. As said, I'm Matthew Kelleher, I'm Chief Commercial Officer, and I'll be topping and tailing today's presentation for you. For those of you who have not joined us on the previous webinars, this is one of a series of five webinars reviewing various aspects and stages of the customer lifecycle and how email marketing strategies can be developed to enhance how you develop your customers and ultimately make more money for your organization. In Lifecycle Marketing Volume 1, we outlined best practices for acquiring new subscribers, and in Volume 2, we focused on converting more subscribers into buyers and how by effectively using email marketing and behavioral strategies. Both of these white papers can be found on our website, www.redeye.com/US. Today, though, we will explore Volume 3, how you can use email marketing to develop the customer relationship. We're starting today's presentation from the point at which your customers have already made a purchase and now have become key targets for upselling and building your email revenue. Producing relevant and targeted email information to nurture these key users is one of the best ways to do this. We'll outline strategies you could and maybe should be using to nurture customer relationships and develop first-time buyers into users that buy again and again and again until they become loyal. Our vision at RedEye is that email is the CRM tool of the future. Real relationship development at a one-to-one level, but on a mass scale, was never really possible before the advent of email marketing, but existed as an unattainable vision for many direct marketeers. But now a number of factors are converging that can make this vision somewhat closer to realization via email. Firstly, the depth of data and its accuracy that is now readily available and relatively easy to make to drive emails and to be deployed is greater than ever, and correctly employed can provide highly accurate and relevant email marketing. Secondly, marketing automation platforms are increasingly able to apply this data in highly sophisticated ways that previous manual approaches could not have coped with. And thirdly, email prices that were incredibly low in comparison with direct mail, for instance, continue to fall due to the development of technologies. Finally, there is the growing realization, and I think acceptance amongst marketeers, that relevance drives profit and moves organizations away from mass mailing strategies that are no longer driving sufficient growth in income. Mail someone what they want to read, and you stand a better chance of achieving the sale. As Jen mentioned, today I'm joined by Shannon Smith and Bill McGowan of the Red Eye team in the US, and I will be handing over now to Shannon to get us started.
Thank you, Matthew. Good afternoon. Following volumes 1 and 2, we are starting from a point in volume 3 in which you should already have a strong database of contacts interested in receiving information from you. By signing up these customers, we have already demonstrated a level of brand strategy synergy. The segments that we are now focusing on have already made a first purchase. You should have in place suitable conversion campaigns such as a welcome and abandonment, and will have already succeeded in turning this segment of online browsers into buyers. The key now is to nurture this relationship and turn more into first-time buyers into repeat customers, because it increased profitability and increased customer lifetime value. Applying customer life cycle strategies is all about improving loyalty, in which your business terms is all about extra orders and income. Think about what percentages of your users only purchase once. Targeting is key to this segment, is one of the best ways to improve your ROI. Just think, if you convert 5% of the one-time buyers into multiple buyers, what have an incredible impact that would be to your profit, and how the email is perfect for this medium of target. It's also a very valuable segment. However, it is wrong to assume that just because somebody has signed up to receive your emails and has purchased once, that anything you send them will be of interest. This is the heart of segmentation, of which there is a lot more to be followed later. Like in all email communication, relevance is key. The search for relevance is as old as marketing itself. Whether you provide designer fashions, vacation deals, or car insurance, knowing what a customer is interested in is always useful. Relevance is defined as being pertinent, but do you understand what relevance really means to your customers and subscribers? In email marketing terms, this is the ability to prove information pertinent to the individual, information that the individual will find more interesting than the standard newsletter. The question posed to me all too often is, how do I make my email marketing more relevant? To be clear, relevance is not a symbol in a subject line or even a personalized image or this week's offer. But there are a number of routes to relevance that you can take, and here's my suggested path. At Red Eye, we have four-stage approach to what you want to use internally. First of all, brainstorm with your team and others in your business that have a vested interest in marketing what precisely is relevant, and find out what the meaning is of your brand. Different people have different views on this, so asking them is key. Then when you work with a database team, understand what data could be made available to make your email more relevant. There are various types of data that you can use to help make your messages more relevant, such as core demographics, previous purchases, RFM data, and behavioral data. Next, once you know the information that you're going to use to make your communications more relevant, then you must make that data available using your database and marketing automation tool. Work with relevance at a one-to-one level. Cannot be done manually, and finally use dynamic content to pull it all together into the email template for each customer. Today we look at the strategies you should be using to nurture your customer relationship and develop first-time buyers into users that repeatedly buy from you. The slide that we're looking at right now is how a customer-driven multi-strategy increases acquisition and also lifetime value. The customer lifetime model is a tool that organizations use on how to develop and fully automated journeys according to the behavioral data and individual customers. Each stage is defined by certain criteria. For instance, a customer remains in the conversion bracket until, as defined, the third purchase is made, and then the customer moves to the developed life stage with the goal of enhancing loyalty and retention. Each stage is governed by customer behavior and is fully automated. Browser behavior information drives specific relevant content to replace standard offers in newsletters, and sometimes it's taking the individual out of the standard newsletter altogether. The automation process ensures that the marketing costs are kept low while achieving the highest response rates that we reviewed a few minutes ago. I'm also going to hand it over to Bill now, so we'll start reviewing one of the key pitfalls implementing the behavioral lifecycle strategies.
Thank you, Shannon. So many online marketers take the time to send highly segmented and targeted pre-purchase emails, but as soon as the user makes the first purchase, they send the customer one confirmation email and then add the user into a single, one-size-fits-all newsletter program in an ongoing cycle of general communication. A common reason for why users unsubscribe from email communication is irrelevance. Once engagement is achieved, newsletters are inefficient. Browsers and customers should be interacting with more relevant, highly targeted, and perfectly timed behavioral emails based on customer data. Achieving a highly targeted program after conversion is a multi-layered task. But in a nutshell, this target will be achieved by effectively segmenting your customers and appealing to their individual needs. The complexity of how you use your data to achieve real personalization is up to you. But the more specific you can be, the more relevant your emails will become, and the bigger the return you will receive. At the most basic level, preference information will give you a good insight into exactly what type of information interests your user. Other fundamental segments you should implement are gender, age, and geographic location, which are usually obtained at registration. Just producing simple communication around these distinct areas will immediately help you improve the relevance of your emails to your existing customers. Simple automated personal triggers can be easily set up to target these fundamental segments and be sent out whenever someone falls into the relevant group. Today, behavior and engagement has come to the forefront as the most relevant and the most predictive of likely behavior. In years gone by, direct marketers used to work on the truism that past behavior was the best data on which to identify likely future behavior. And the more recent that data, then the better the model. But here we have the most recent data possible available almost immediately. For most e-commerce businesses, what customers browse is a very good identifier of what they are looking to buy. I hope you'll agree with me that we don't usually browse products that we are not interested in. Hence, this information for a short period is incredibly relevant. Subsequently, the message to the browser is then crafted around the existing data collected on the subscriber, both directly and through email or through any other marketing activity or promotion. Integrating all online marketing is never more important than when trying to build rapport with new customers. And the only way this can be done is through a fully integrated database. It is a common failing to simply set up, for instance, a basket abandonment email only for the mailer to discover that in the 24 hours it takes them to process the data that this person has made a purchase through a different channel, for instance, over the telephone, and because the database is not up to date, or plumbed with all the key information, this is missed and the client is irritated or confused. Let's review this case study from one of our clients, the Hanger Project. As part of a full behavioral email program, the Hanger Project implemented a browser email targeting users based on their online browsing behavior. Data was continually collected on users returning to the website. If they had made a previous purchase, the user was identified and all new behavior stored to produce a single customer view. Emails segmented by last category viewed and sent to all returning users. This simple trigger was the perfect way to keep communication with existing customers and develop hot prospects into multi-purchase buyers. Shannon will now review the role of the database.
Thanks, Bill. How to manage your customer data is a key element to effectively developing the customer relationship. Investing in a database that will hold and coordinate all customer information is crucial to good communication. For email marketing, the goal is to combine standard RFM data, perhaps with demographic data, engagement data, and finally, of course, behavioral data. In this way, you will be able to identify the type of customer they are, for instance, a loyal buyer or somebody that's never purchased. whether they are demographic, such as age, or relevant to the offers, and crucial to the most behavior, the most recent behavior that the relationship of your brand. For instance, the product they were just looking at yesterday. A fully integrated database that will hold all online data is the only way to produce the right communication for your customers. Your database should hold all of the information from email preferences collected at registration through to the last browsing activity. Hold all of the information in one place at the individual level will allow you to easily create automatic triggers and custom campaigns which you can send to whichever segments you wish, ensuring the right message is sent to the right person at the right time. With all of your data in one place and constantly being updated, you can easily target specific customers with the offers and information that will appeal to them most. How to choose this will depend on your sector and the type of service and products you sell, but the possibilities are endless. Let's quickly review a case study from Hotel Chocolat. Hotel Chocolat was more than aware of when emailing volumes increase, open rates and click-through rates actually decrease, and the unsubscribe rates rise, causing a negative impact on income and leading to deliverability issues. To reduce this risk and maximize revenue potential from each of the email addresses collected, Red Eye helped Hotel Chocolat implement a process of behavioral segmentation. The outcome that was that while Hotel Chocolat increased send volume by 44% year over year, implemented a behavioral segmentation that also helped retain the customer's sender reputation with whitelist status and increased revenue by email by 20%. Furthermore, the average order also increased by 22%. On the for a welcome program or nursery programs, if it's a new registrant or existing customer, have been the best practice for mailers. These emails welcome users and as a subscriber and then outline what they can expect from email communication. Increasingly, mailers are extending this program of emails, increasingly personalized by information being collected at the individual level. For example, if a user has just purchased a flight to New York, then subsequent triggers in the program can be offered relevant travel insurance or suggested flight upgrades. Another example could be if a user has browsed a pair of shoes prior to signing up for the email offers, send the customer introductory offer to shoes together with an offer for a matching bag. Ultimately, program your email marketing to react to the behavior, and you'll increase income by being more relevant. Bill will now explain the behavior trigger-based targeting is the future of email marketing.
Thank you. Here's a slide with information from Marketing Sherpa outlining how behavioral trigger-based targeting is the future of email. Marketing Sherpa's 2011 email benchmark report, where nearly 3,000 email marketers were polled, suggested that behavioral segmentation is the most effective tool in the email marketer armory, with automation running a close second. Two strategies are emerging, and at the center of these two strategies, linking them together, is the concept of engagement. Pre-engagement is the traditional newsletter, segmented and pushed to the subscriber base. But these emails are increasingly becoming about achieving engagement. The goal for the recipient is to click through to the website, as it ever was, you might argue. But today, that is a fundamental goal of this type of outbound email, to gain engagement. Previously, mailers would review email reports looking for the amount of income driven by newsletters and weekly offer emails. But now engagement metrics such as unique visitors to the website are becoming more important. And while click rates, visitor rates, and ROI are going up, open rates are going down. Why should this be? Well, once engagement is achieved, newsletters are increasingly inefficient as prospects and customers should be interacting with the more relevant, highly targeted, and highly timed behavioral emails that in the diagram are represented by the two bubbles nearer to the top of the graph. So we are seeing two types of strategy, the first about achieving engagement, the second about retaining engagement and achieving a sale. And once the goal of engagement is achieved, then the task is to successfully guide the customer through to the transaction and manage them through the customer lifecycle. As part of a full lifecycle program, marketing program, Red Eye helped Evan Cycles implement a range of email triggers focused on developing the customer relationship. All messaging and creative was segmented by individual preferences, engagement, and online browsing and buying behavior. The results included open rates as high as 85%, whereas generic emails were getting open rates of 16 to 25%. Our click rates from the test were about 40%, and click rates from their old emails was around 10 to 15%. RedEye was asked to overhaul Evanscycle's email marketing through a combination of deliverability, campaign lifecycle marketing, and behavioral segmentation. Using RedEye's email engagement segmentation, Evanscycle was able to identify and tailor campaign messaging and frequency dependent on an individual's level of interaction with email and the website. In addition to uplifts in open and click rates, the percentage of engaged people increased by 29%. The database also grew by 17% in 3 months. Emails were devised to specifically target users at different stages of the customer lifecycle. First, there was the pre-purchase welcome stage, then the post-purchase thank you for buying stage, then we went into a cross-sell campaigns for insurance, and a retain program such as checkup and seasonal offers, and then a reactivation program if they started to drop off. With an ROI of close to 2,400%, Evanscycle experienced a 103% growth in email revenues in a 12-month period. Rewarding customers with relevant promotions and offers is one of the best ways to ensure users keep returning to you. By segmenting your customer base by spend and purchases, you can identify customers according to value. This will allow you to build specific programs, messaging, and initiatives in different segments to increase conversion. For instance, you may or may not want to reward your best customers with offers, or it may be as simple as recognizing in your emails that the recipient has bought before and is recognized as a valued customer. But once you have identified your loyalty segments, behavioral data can make it possible for you to take simple steps. For instance, in the words you use to address them. For example, thank you for purchasing from us again. It is great to see you back, and we greatly appreciate your business. Sending relevant promotions and offers can also help build customer loyalty without implementing a specific loyalty program. Pre-purchase and post-purchase is a great way to get your users to tell you what information or offers interest them. Basic personalization, such as incorporating the user's first name in a specific part of the creative, is a great way to grab a user's attention and make them feel that they are special. Likewise, simple personal email triggers by customer data are easy to set up and a good way to provide useful and relevant information. Some examples are a happy birthday email. You could say, it's your birthday, have 10% off the next purchase. Or an annual service reminder. For example, your car is due for an oil change in 200 miles. Schedule your appointment today. Or insurance renewal or some other kind of renewal. For your continued loyalty, enjoy the following savings. These emails obviously rely on data requested from the user during sign-up. Depending on the service you offer, some data may be standard. Others may be needed to add it to your subscription process as optional. When it comes to developing the customer relationship, not all communication has to be sales-driven. Relevant offers and discounts always work well. However, others can be more brand-specific, aimed at strengthening the customer relationship in order to encourage a sale at another time. These types of triggers will depend on your specific sector or service. Some examples are, for retail, you can have an anniversary purchase reminder. For example, we noticed you bought this product last year. Check out these newest items. In the travel sector, we've run pre-vacation triggers with an example of, we hope you enjoy your trip to Hawaii. Here's a checklist to make sure you're all prepared. We've worked with a couple of insurance companies to create seasonal emails. An example of this would be, with winter coming up, we wanted to make sure you're safe on the roads. Here are our top tips for driving in icy conditions. Pre-purchase and post-purchase email triggers used by RedEye clients within the travel sector have actually become the most successful types of conversion emails. These types of email triggers receive an average open rate of 52% and average click-through rates of 25%. Shannon will now present the results of the budget case study.
Thanks, Bill. Budget Rent-A-Car wanted to implement a long-term strategy that would work as an effective branding tool to engage customers, improve conversion, increase ROI, and generate revenue. In order to do this, RedEye helped Budget implement a highly segmented strategy based around the life cycle of the online customer. After the car is rented, Budget implemented an effective series of post-purchase emails. A seven-day reminder email for the rental car pickup was used to effectively cross-sell GPS rental. Happy anniversary triggers were also introduced alongside with suitable seasonal offers. The full campaign resulted in an 836% year-over-year revenue more than doubled what they traditionally had seen. The campaign also won Best Use of Email Award in 2012. Previously, budget emailed involved general newsletter mailings and triggered confirmation emails only. Budget wanted to implement a long-term strategy that would work as an effective branding tool to engage customers, improve conversion, increase ROI, and generate revenue. The challenge was finding a cost-efficient and effective way to do this. Red Eye helped Budget implement a highly segmented strategy based around the life cycle of the online customer. Red Eye was able to do this using our single integrated database. The key here was to create a strategy, making the customers feel valued rather than pestered. All emails were devised and focused on the message rather than the sell. Emails were redesigned to appeal to the user visually, and the content was personalized, containing helpful and relevant advice and information. Best of all, the automated approach meant that it could be continuously rolled out, helping Budget engage with the consumers, built brand loyalty and long-term value. As the space is becoming more and more competitive, it's not just about converting new users that's important, but it's about keeping those users as valued customers. Email used to be easy. Piece together some content and a couple of offers, and your web team gave to you, bundle them together and send them out by Friday afternoon, and bingo, the orders rolled in. But that was 10 years ago. Things, of course, change. The email space is much more competitive today. With all brands, new email and customer acceptance of the channel is quickly rising. It is wrong to assume simply because somebody has signed up for your mailings that they will find whatever you choose to send them interesting. Using your customer data is more crucial than ever when developing a customer relationship. For example, why would you send email targeting men's fashions to a female subscriber? Is that good customer development? Of course not. After all, you've paid acquisition channels to get this new user and have succeeded in actually converting them into a new customer. It's important that you put this valuable consumer into a database that will nurture and cherish the individual in order to build their loyalty and spend with you in the coming years. Lifecycle strategies provide a framework within which to manage and nurture this relationship. And when it comes to developing, it's all about improving loyalty, which in commercial terms is all about extra orders and income. There's a very clear link between customer relationship and development and loyalty. And what the success of both of these boil down to is how to use your customer data. Of course, the common denominator to all the success is relevance.
Thank you, Bill. Pretty much coming to the end of what we wanted to say today, and I'd like to take a few moments to summarize some of the key points. Firstly, I'd ask you to accept the one-size-fits-all newsletters, email newsletters, every week sent to your base is increasingly inefficient. It's a habit employed by the vast majority of emailers to send a welcome email to someone who signs up, but then to put them into the mailing database to receive weekly offers. Moving forward to stand out as a competitive, stand out with your email marketing as a competitor in your space, you need to be able to identify individual customers and market directly to them. So to help break away from this habit, as I described it, you need a flexible database, or as they're increasingly known these days, a marketing automation platform. These tools combine all the customer data into a single record to allow for business rules to be set up by you to trigger the most relevant email to that individual at a given time. Next, you need to employ behavioral data. Yes, it is good to know if someone is male or female or how many products they've bought in the past. But I'd put to you that the most important and valuable piece of information that you could have is what the customer is looking to buy from you today. And in many cases, browsing patterns can indicate intention to purchase. Use this data to craft timely and relevant responses throughout the life cycle of that customer with you. Also, study and understand your brand's own individual customer life cycle. Customer life cycle is a very good guide to helping build automated email programs driven by behavioral data and programs that also flex and change based on individual behaviors and the next behavior. So that's everything for today. I hope you found it useful. We're we're available to take questions if there are any. And I'm looking at our moderator here to pass me some. A question from Todd. I'm using automated personal triggers and sending to relevant groups, but my click-through rates are still low. What can I do? Well, let me just think about that for a second. I think the best thing about testing programs for triggers is that every change you make will run for weeks or months. If you test a subject line on an individual newsletter, you can learn to employ that type of subject line again in the future, but you really only have two or three goes at it. On an ongoing basis, if you change a trigger and improve, optimize a trigger through testing programs, you can change that trigger and improve income from that program on an ongoing basis. So the answer to that really is simple. It's simply focus a testing program on improving click-throughs without damaging the other metrics of the trigger program. I hope that's useful.
Hi, this is Shannon. I have a question from Julie. I understand how cart abandonment works, but how is browser abandonment set up? A quick background on cart abandonment in case not everyone knows. A cart abandonment program is set up by creating a trigger that if someone places something into the cart and begins checkout and then they abandon, you can send out an email saying, hey, you left something in the cart, or come back and buy and get 10% off, or in some other way to entice them back to the cart. What is done with browser abandonment is you're moving people up the funnel. So before they actually even place anything to the cart, when they come to the site and they're surfing around looking at certain products, certain sales, or certain categories, if they abandon, most likely they are abandoning to go shop at a competitor. So what you want to do is try to entice them back with a browser abandonment email that works very similar to a cart abandonment email. The difference, though, is that for every cart abandonment email you send out, you could be sending out 10, 20, 50 browser abandonment emails to bring them back in. But it's set up pretty much the same way, based on a trigger, based on what they looked at, and based on when they left.
Here's one from Krista. I placed a few triggered emails in place. How do you add behavioral data to the triggers? This is actually a really good example. One of the ways you could do that is create a great template that actually pulls in a lot of the dynamic features. So while they're left off in a particular category and or subcategory, or even down to the product level, you could actually pull that right into the creative. It does a few things. One, it actually reminds them of the site that you were on, the actual product that they were looking at, the mindset that they were in when they were visiting your site, and also brings them back to actually where they had left off. So they can click right through. What's also great about that is while they might be in the category and or subcategory, we can actually take and look at all the complementing products and or services. So by using the behavior, you can actually pull that in. Another way to do that is look at what type of time or day that they're coming in on the site. We have a lot of cosmetics clients that we work with. What we notice is a lot of females are looking at products during midday. What we do is try to deploy a message by the end of their business day so they can take part in the offer. So hopefully that helps. Pass it back to Matthew.
And that's it for today. I'm now going to first of all, I'm going to say thank you for attending, and I'm going to hand you back to Jen, our moderator, to close the session out. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matthew. Nice job, guys. On behalf of RedEye and Retail Online Integration and EMC, I want to thank you for attending today's webinar. Please be sure to check out our webinar page to get information on all of our archived and upcoming webinars. And if you'll also just take a minute to fill out the brief feedback survey that will appear on your screen next, we would be really grateful. Your feedback will influence the webinars we bring to you in the future. I hope to see you at the next ROI webinar. Thanks so much.